We left the bonds office, and I slid behind the wheel of the Jeep. Lula wedged herself into the passenger side seat, and Carl hopped into the back. I adjusted my rearview mirror, locked onto Carl, and I swear it looked to me like Carl was making faces at Lula and giving her the finger. I drove across town, parked in front of Munch's house on Crocker Street, and we all piled out of the Jeep. I rang Munch's doorbell and looked through shears that screened the front window. Beyond the shears, the house was dark and still.
"I bet he's in there," Lula said. "I bet he's hiding under the bed. I think we should go around to the back and look."
There were 15 row houses in all. All shared common walls, and Munch was almost dead middle. We returned to the Jeep. I rolled down the street, turned left at the corner, and took the alley that cut the block. I parked, we all got out, and walked through Munch's backyard. The rear of the house was similar to the front. A door and two windows. The door had a small swinging trapdoor at the bottom for a pet, and Carl instantly scurried inside. I was dumbstruck. 1 minute Carl was in the Jeep, and then in an instant he was inside the house.
"Holy macaroni," Lula said. "He's fast."
We looked in a window and saw Carl in the kitchen, jumping up and down on the kitchen table. I pressed my nose to the glass.
"I have to get him out."
"Like hell you do," Lula said. "This here's your lucky day. I say finders keepers."
"What if Munch never returns? Carl will starve to death."
"I don't think so," Lula said. "He just opened the refrigerator."
I rapped on the window, and Carl gave me the finger. Lula sucked in some air.
"That little fucker just flipped us the bird."
"It was probably accidental." Lula glared in at Carl.
"Accident this," she said to him, middle finger extended.
Carl drank some milk out of the carton and put the carton back into the refrigerator. He opened the crisper drawer and pawed around in it, but didn't find anything he wanted. He closed the refrigerator, scratched his stomach, and looked around.
"Let me in," I said to him. "Open the door."
"Yeah, right. As if his little pea brain could understand you."
Carl gave Lula the finger again, and then Carl threw the deadbolt, opened the door, and stuck his tongue out at Lula.
"If there's one thing I can't stand," Lula said, "it's a show-off monkey."
I did a fast walkthrough of the house. Not much to see. Two small bedrooms, living room, single bath, small eat-in kitchen. There were no clothes in the closet, no toiletries in the bathroom, no computer anywhere. Munch had cleared out, leaving a carton of milk, some sprouted onions, and a half-empty box of Rice Krispies behind.
"It's the strangest thing," Lula said. "I got this sudden craving for coffee cake. Do you smell cinnamon? It's like it's mixed up with Christmas trees and oranges."
I'd noticed the scent, and I was afraid I recognized it.
"Now all I can think of is cinnamon buns," Lula said. "We gotta go find some, or maybe a donut. I need a bakery."
Everyone vacated the kitchen. I locked the back door, and we all piled into the Jeep. I found my way to Hamilton and stopped at Tasty Pastry.
"How about you?" I asked Carl. "Do you need a donut?"
Carl vigorously shook his head yes and made excited monkey noises.
"It's creepy that this monkey knows what we're saying," Lula said. "It's like he's an alien monkey or something."
"Sometimes Morelli's dog Bob knows what I'm saying. He knows walk and come and meatball."
"Yeah, Tank knows some words too, but not as many as this monkey," Lula said. "Of course, that's 'cause Tank's a big, strong, silent type."
Tank is Lula's fiancé, and his name says it all. He's Ranger's right-hand man, second-in-command at Ranger's security firm Rangeman, and he's the guy Ranger trusts to guard his back. To say that Tank is the big, strong, silent type is a gross understatement on all accounts. 15 minutes later, we were in the Jeep, and we'd eaten all the donuts.
"I feel a lot better," Lula said. "Now what?"
I looked down at my shirt. It had powdered sugar and a big glob of jelly on it. "I'm going home to change my shirt."
"That don't sound real interesting," Lula said. "You could drop me at the office. I might have to take a nap."
I parked my Jeep in the lot behind my apartment building, and Carl and I crossed the lot and pushed through the building's rear entrance. We took the elevator to the second floor, and Carl waited patiently while I opened my door.
"So," I said to him, "do you miss Susan?"
He shrugged.
"You do a lot of shrugging," I told him.
He studied me for a moment and gave me the finger.
Okay, so it wasn't a shrug.
And giving and getting the finger is a way of life.